but I can't pinpoint what is wrong. And then at the same time, I'm like, I can't leave, because I think I started believing that this is all I'm good for, you know, that I'm not relevant outside of this. This is all I'm good for. This is all I'm that I can do. And so I was, yeah, I was really frustrated.
And hello, and welcome to the ninth episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. I'm excited for this episode where I'll be talking to Vivian, who's an alum of my signature group coaching program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, as you just heard a snippet, about her journey from being unhappy at work, crying every day and losing herself, to feeling more confident in herself and her skills, identifying her transferable skills, and setting better work boundaries. Vivian shares about her life and career before joining the program, her favorite transformations from the program, and shares a message for you if you're considering applying to FYFC. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Hi, Vivian. It's so good to see you again.
Hi. It is so awesome to see you again. It feels like forever. It hasn't been forever, but it feels like forever.
It does feel that way. I think your cohort finished in July. Was it August? Because you were in the June cohort, right? So
I was in June. We finished early August.
Early August. And so it's been...
Because yeah.
3 months, but it feels like forever.
It hasn't been. Yeah. It does.
Okay. So let's jump right in. So the first question I have for you is just describe your life and career before you went through FYFC.
I think before I even reached out to find out about FYFC, the summary of what career-wise was just frustrated. I think because I couldn't articulate, I knew I was unhappy, but I couldn't quite articulate why I was unhappy. And I didn't know what next. Like, I was like, okay, I'm unhappy. Everybody says, if you're unhappy, quit your job, but quit your job. And then what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, trying to weigh all the responsibilities of life and again, not being able to articulate what was wrong. Like, why am I so unhappy? I'm good at my job, sort of, you know, I'm good at my job. I believed I was competent when I went into the job. I haven't caused any like big train smashes or anything like that, but I'm just not at ease. But I can't pinpoint what is wrong. And then at the same time, I'm like, I can't leave, because I think I started believing that this is all I'm good for, you know, that I'm not relevant outside of this. This is all I'm good for. This is all that I can do. And so I was, yeah, I was really frustrated. And then a friend of mine said, you know what you need? What you need is to talk to Dr. Tega. And that's how I reached out for you. I think even when I did my engagement meeting with you, I was like, I don't know what's wrong. I can't even tell you. I can't tell you what's wrong. All I know is help.
Help me.
Help me. Yeah. Like, yeah. Cause I couldn't articulate what was wrong, and I just needed help centered around my career. I thought it was just centered around my career. Come to find out, FYFC fixes your life. career. So then I reached out. I'm not kidding though. Like, we might get into it, but I'm not kidding. Like, yeah, that was a really cool part of the program. But then I reached out and became part of the cohort, and that's how we met.
Mm-hmm. So first of all, thank you. But one thing I want to say, because you said, you know, you couldn't articulate what the problem was. And I want us to hone in on that, because I think a lot of women struggle through that, where they're unhappy, but they don't have the words to tell you why. And, you know, I've always known, like, I've said, you know, when you don't know why, that can be even more frustrating. But I want to hear from your end, what is it like? What was it like for you to know you were unhappy, but not be able to say, here's why I'm unhappy?
I think I identified with a baby. Like a newborn baby will cry because they don't have the words to say, mommy, feed me, mommy, clothe me, I need to change. So all they can do is cry and fuss because they don't have the words. And that's how I felt. I felt like I don't have the words. I don't even, like, I go home and I just cry. Mm-hmm. And if my husband says, what's wrong? All I can say is, I don't know. So that I literally just identified with children who can't, babies are like, mommy, help me. And mommy's like, do you need a bottle? And you're like, no, you know, but you can't say it because you don't have, I don't know. I didn't have, it's not that I don't have the vocabulary, but I just couldn't identify from a career perspective what exactly is wrong. And it felt lost. I think I started thinking into this dark pattern of thinking that this is always going to be it. This is going to be it. I'm just going to have to suck it up and snap myself out of it because I may never have the words to explain where I'm at. Very frustrating.
Wow, that was so powerful. Thank you for sharing. So, you know, you mentioned your enrollment call, right? Like getting on the call and us talking through a little bit what was going on and you not having the words. But so as we think back to that time, I'm curious, because obviously, you know, the enrollment call is not only for me to determine if FYFC can help you, it's also for you to determine if this is the right fit. So I'm curious why, what was the thing? And maybe you had decided before the call, but I'm just curious in general, what made you decide to join FYFC?
I think, so when I made the enrollment call, I wasn't sure whether I needed a one-on-one coaching or whether I needed the group setting. Mm-hmm. Because I wasn't sure of anything. So then I spoke with you and there was something about the questions you asked that either I didn't have the answer to, or when I answered, I thought, oh, I've never actually said that out loud, you know? And having someone be able to draw out an answer for me, I thought, okay, maybe this answers that are already there that I don't know how to bring out, or it will help me think, because I think one of the things I said was I struggle with introspection because I just haven't had the time to really introspect and really think about who I am, what I want, all of those things. And the questions that you asked during the engagement were like forced me into some mini introspection. And then so that's what got me thinking, you know, I need this kind of environment. I didn't know whether it would be one-on-one or a group, but I was like, I need this environment where I could bounce off of and engage with somebody who can ask me the specific questions that will draw out this frustration and help me put words to, even if I came out of the program not knowing what I was going to do next, I was okay with that, but I just needed to be able to name it so that I could, you know, address it, whatever it was. I needed to be able to name it to address it. And from just that engagement call, I was like, okay, this is going to help me name it. If nothing else, I think it'll help me name it. So that's what made me say, okay, let's give this a try, Viv, you know?
All right. So I'm hearing that for you, it was just being able to help you think through things that you hadn't thought of in the past, being able to vocalize things that you hadn't said in the past kind of made you think, okay, maybe at least if I go through this process and I can, because, you know, you had talked about how before you would feel this unhappiness and you would go home and cry, but you couldn't articulate what the problem was. And so it sounds like from the enrollment call, you started thinking, okay, maybe this would at least, at the very least, if nothing else, help me articulate what the problem is. And if it does nothing else, that in itself would be valuable.
That's exactly it.
Okay. So you joined the program. Now let's talk about your time in FYFC. And I know you had mentioned you talked about some things we might get into, and, you know, I just want to hear about your experience while also thinking, was there a particular session or activity that just really helped you? What was your experience like going through the program?
Okay. So, at first I did have reservations about being in a group setting, because I was like, I've got issues. That's the thing. I have problems. and I don't know if a group is going to help me with these problems. But from the first, I know, you might have to edit some of this out.
I'm not editing anything out, girl.
From the first session, I think one of the things that struck me from the first session were I was in a group with these women. And from me observing these women, I'm thinking my first impressions of these women are they are so intelligent and articulate and like, wow. And they're in the same boat as me, you know, like I just not feeling alone in the frustration, in the unease, the dis-ease, in the not knowing what next, just being with a group of brilliant women who are just as frustrated as I was, made me realize I'm not broken. Like it's normal to be frustrated if you're not in the right setting, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was like from day one, from the first session, I was like, okay, no, this group thing, I'm not a group dynamic type of person, but this might work. Wow. So that was the first thing. then there's so many things that like helped me, but the first thing was when we went through establishing what our values were. Mm-hmm. And you would think that that is something simple, but that broke it open. It broke it open because after we did that, after I recognized what my values were, and then I compared my values to what was happening at work, mm-hmm. I was like, this is it. This is why I'm frustrated. And I remember I came to the next class and I said, these people are violating my values.
Until today, I still tell people about that. Till today, I'm like.
Oh my goodness. You know, it seems like such a small thing, but I mean, it really broke it open. It was for the first time I understood why I was so frustrated. Mm-hmm. I was frustrated because the work that I was doing, some of the people that I was around were violating my core values, like things that are important to me that I had set aside because, oh, this is work, you know, mm-hmm. but I am at work. So the things that are valuable to me, the things that are of worth to me, the things that I stand for also mm-hmm. apply at work. Mm-hmm. And so in the same way that in my private life, I wouldn't stand for someone violating my values, why was I allowing my workplace to mm-hmm. violate my values? And even mm-hmm. at work, the one day I had an outburst and I was like, y'all are violating my values. I didn't get fired, but it was so freeing, if for nothing else, but to be able to recognize that these are my values and these actions or these activities, these tasks are violating, or people even are violating my values. It helped me set boundaries for myself and for my teammates that made things a little bit better. Like it didn't miraculously change everything in the workplace. Mm-hmm. But it, because I was now aware and I was able to articulate, I could say to a teammate, you know, I'm not going to do that. Mm. I'm not going to do that, or we're not going to do that, and stand firm on it, you know, especially if it's something that is negotiable, and stand firm. And that was so freeing. That was the one thing. Then the other big thing was there's an exercise we do where we kind of have to plot what our typical day is like and what we would like it to be. groundbreaking mm-hmm. work. Dr. Tega, groundbreaking work. Let me tell you, because as I was writing what my day was like, I was like, this is not it. This is not it. Like, this, no, Viv. Like, this is what you get. Like, no, this can't be it. And then writing what I wanted my day to be like, after I did that, I stopped and I thought, but you know, some of these things I could actually do now. I don't have to wait for this perfect. I don't have to wait for a shift even. Mm-hmm. I can do this now. And I started like literally one thing at a time, just inserting what I wanted my life to be like. Some of those things which I could do, some of them needed money that I don't have. So, you know, we left that for later. Mm-hmm. But the things that I could do now, I started doing them. I had this picture of me waking up early in the morning, having quiet time, exercising, and you know, walking to work and all those. Mm-hmm. I started doing those things, the parts of my ideal day that I could do now. I started implementing mm-hmm. them, and it made me so much happier. Like, I felt like I was accomplishing, like nothing else changed other than the fact that I knew people were violating my values and me making those changes based on the exercises they're given. Nothing else changed, but I felt lighter.
Wow. Like,
I wasn't crying every day anymore. I just felt lighter. I felt like if I can get this done, yeah, it might take another, but I can get other stuff done. And that was very, I think those are the two. I mean, there are many more, but those mm-hmm. are the two that really stood out to me. And I remember very, very this click that happened on those days when we did those wow. exercises. Well,
mm-hmm. And I heard you say, I think you broke up a bit, but I think I heard you say, because it was so freeing and you were able to just implement those things, you found that you said you weren't crying every day anymore. Is that what I heard you say?
That's exactly, yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for sharing.
I felt change.
Mm. And you know, one thing that also impressed me about you, Viv, was in addition to really doing the work and engaging, like again, when you came and you were like, this place is violating my values, that cracked me up. But I still refer to that till this day because you just really engage in the process. But not only that, you were showing up at 2 a.m. because you are, you know, yeah, you're not in the country.
Crazy.
At least you're not in the U.S.
Crazy.
So you were showing up at 2 a.m. where like most people who are in different continents who do this program, they'll choose to just like watch the replay and they still get results. But I'm curious if you just think back to the fact that this was 6 weeks of you either waking up or being awake in the middle of the night to engage in this work, and you look back to that, would you say it was worth it?
Absolutely. I would do it again. And I say this, I don't say this lightly because I love sleep. I do. In fact, nighttime, it's nighttime here. It's like past my bedtime already. I love sleep, but I would definitely do it again. I don't want to knock anybody who can't engage one-on-one or in real time, because there's so much value in the program as a whole that, mm-hmm. I mean, if you write a book, I will buy the book and I'll do the exercises. And I think there would be so much worth in that. But I was determined to fully engage. I was mm-hmm. I was determined to get as much out of it as I could. Mm-hmm. I wanted the engagement. I wanted to be able to talk to somebody. I wanted to be able to talk to other people. I wanted to bounce off my ideas and feel heard. And it's hard to do that if I'm just listening and writing. I can do that, but I just wanted the fullness of the experience. I would definitely do it again with a bit of heads up so that I can plan my sleep schedule. I would definitely do it again.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Again. Thanks for sharing. Yeah. And so, okay, so it sounds like, so the values work was very powerful for you, the ideal day, painting that and comparing it to your day now. Those were activities that it sounds like were really powerful. So if you could think through all of that and just say, okay, what were some of your biggest wins or results that you've had as a result of the program? What would you articulate as some of your biggest wins from the program?
Okay. Very, very, very practical. This is something that happened after the program was over, but very, very practical was I took a look at my CV and I realized that I had downplayed myself. I was like, man, what is this? Like my CV read like, you know, a list. It was like a checklist of stuff, but you gave me practical skills on how to, you know, talk myself up in a realistic, in a truthful way. But in a way that it kind of explains more of who I am than just saying, oh, I'm a good listener, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So I got a very practical skill in it for my CV, but more than that, it gave me confidence because I was like, I really have been talking myself down. We've been conditioned to be humble and think that speaking down of ourselves or believing down of ourselves is humility, and it's not. Mm-hmm. I learned, I think in one of the sessions, I don't know the exact words, but in one of the sessions, you were saying that true humility and true self-belief is believing the truth about yourself, nothing mm-hmm. more and nothing less, you know? Mm-hmm. So me pretending that I'm not awesome, you know, it's not helping anybody, mm-hmm. you know? So mm-hmm. it definitely transformed my CV. It transformed how I spoke to about myself, even within our work group. I remember my teammates saying, wow, like something's different. Because even when I would talk about myself or my skills and things like that, I upgraded, you know, I upgraded because I was able to use some of the tools that you gave me to say, it's not just simply this, it's this and this and this and this and this. Also seeing myself where, you know, where seeing that some of my skills are transferable. So I may not have done something exactly the way it's wanted of me, but I've done something similar. So I can talk myself up, you know, I can say, that I managed a farm because I have one plant and it's not dead. You know, I'm kidding. Don't listen to me. It's almost bedtime. So
no, you're a mess. You're awesome. But I love it.
So definitely I was able to talk myself up, not talk myself up in an empty way, but to really see value in myself. You know, when it comes to CVs, when it comes to researching for the next move, planning, I got practical skills there. The obvious change was in the office, being able to sandwich, because I'm currently not in a position where I can move jobs. Because I think I went in thinking, Dr. Tega is going to convince me to leave my job. And I don't think that's the purpose. I don't think that's the purpose of the program. It's not to say leave your job, but to say you can be fulfilled in your career. And if where you are right now is where you have to be for now, you can still take control of certain elements of it. That's what I picked up. So I didn't feel like she's like, leave your job at the end of this program or else. No, I walked away feeling like I could set boundaries. I could make better articulated requests that fit with who I am as a person and what I want to do. I could build on skills that I have. I learned some of my interests that I had let slide for years, and realized that it sounds weird, but the program helped me remember who I am. And that was more than anything. I think that's what I needed to get out of that darkness, out of that funk that I was in. Because who I am, you know, I can work with the Vivian that has energy in a workplace and all of that. But that Vivian who was like crying on her way to work and just crying on her way home, that's not the Vivian that I wanted to be. And the program really helped me learn myself, my values, my interests, what I'm good at, so that I could leverage it if I needed to, without making me feel like you have to get out of that job now. Oh, you're a bad person. No. Definitely. Wow. Like even talking about it now, I'm just like, it's literally 6 weeks for a couple of hours, but there's like a mountain of stuff. There's a mountain of stuff that you get out of there if you engage. If you do the work.
Oh, thank you so much. And when you said it helped you remember who you are, that was just so beautiful and powerful. So thank you for sharing that. So last question, for the woman who's watching this and who's like, okay, Viv had some great transformations and I want that too, but I'm still not sure. She's on the fence. She's trying to decide, should I join? Should I not join FYFC? What would you say to that woman?
I would say join, like, just do it. You question and second guessing yourself and questioning yourself and not being certain is what's gotten you in this frustration, in this frustrating bind in the first place. So I would say for once, if no other time, trust yourself in this one and jump in. Your answers might not come immediately. Like you might not have a solid decision at the end of the program, but it will come because you'll have the tools. You'll have resources. You'll have a different way of thinking, or at least another perspective. Don't put it off. I am so glad that I did not chicken out of that first call. So I would say your frustration has gotten you this far. And not making the decision is not going to make the frustration go away, you know? So just do it. Like, you will not regret it. If nothing else, and I don't make promises, you will not regret it. Like, you will learn so much. You'll have an ear. It was a group of us. There was more. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just me in the group, but I felt heard. I felt like when we needed to zoom in on Vivian, we zoomed in on Vivian. When we needed to zoom in on the person, we zoomed in on the next person. I didn't feel like, oh, I didn't get any attention today, or I didn't get my answers today at all. So you get attention, you get focus, you get resources, practical examples, practical things that you can actually take away and implement. Do it.
Well, there you have it. Viv has spoken.
I'm telling you, blessings upon blessings will come on you. You can ask that. Like, I'm not saying that I'm in the perfect place, because that workplace, y'all. Oh, Jesus is Lord. But because I'm different and I'm skilled different, and I'm now more aware of my skill and I'm aware of my value, I don't allow the same things that were making me small keep me small anymore. And so it's like a different person went to work. It's the same place, but a different me. That made a huge difference.
I love to hear that. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights, sharing your time. I'm sure there's a woman watching who has appreciated hearing your story and will help with her decision making. So as I said, it was great talking with you again. Have a great rest of your day.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast, and I hope you found this conversation helpful. If you're tired of feeling stuck, unhappy, and unfulfilled in a career that feels like it's sucking the life out of you, but you're not sure how to make your transition or even what to do next, I invite you to apply to the next cohort of Find Your Fulfilling Career. FYFC is an exclusive, intimate group coaching program for the woman who is unhappy at work and ready to find a career that allows her to live on purpose and thrive in her zone of genius. Visit findyourfulfillingcareer.com to submit your application today. You can also find that link in the show notes for this episode. Thanks again for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.